the bleep happened here.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
By coming together, the world can turn the tide against education once and for all. Good textbooks, another common killer. In some countries, education takes as many lives as HIV/AIDS. Every one of these deaths is necessary. Better education ideologies, world it takes to stop malaria, illiteracy and ignorance, bed nets, HIV/AIDS. Article 26 of the Universal Declaration states everyone has the right to HIV/AIDS. Better education promotes malaria.
The Don and Mike Show.
Good speech.
Said a mouthful, didn't he?
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
The more you listen, the less you won't.
Makes me want to puke.
The more you listen, the smarter you'll get.
I don't think so.
It looks like baby vomit.
Absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike Show. When you guys coming back to Delaware?
Did we leave Delaware?
Did we ever go to Delaware?
I think we've driven through it many times. I've been over that Memorial Bridge.
You're not getting a signal through Delaware, though. WOFC's done dropped you guys, 95.
Oh, no, hold on. No, that was an upgrade, much like the Jeffersons were moving on up to the AM band.
Yeah, they liked the show so much they wanted to put us on AM instead of FM.
Yeah, AM 960. We don't get the signal out here in Delaware.
Yeah, well, you got to move close. You got to like Sam Kinison used to say about all those starving people in Ethiopia. You know, move to where the food is.
I can't get off this island, man. It's just, you know.
Well, your island makes great paint.
Peninsula's where it's at.
Great paint, right? DuPont.
DuPont is that a Delaware company?
I believe so.
We go through some ILCs, a paint company around here. DuPont doesn't do it anymore. They don't even make nylons anymore.
Where do you work, sir?
Slower, lower.
What?
Slower, lower?
Yeah.
What is that?
Harrington.
Now, you got to stop talking in these riddles.
In code.
What the hell do you do for a living?
I do maintenance.
You do maintenance?
Do maintenance. Okay. All right.
Pocket chips?
Well, you know, listen, the world needs ditch diggers too, Danny.
Thank you, Judge Smale.
Thanks for the call. Would you like a Fresca?
Yeah.
We'll check the guys out on the website. That's all we can do down here is to get you on the web link.
Well, listen, I understand that AM 960 is maybe up to 50 watts.
Wow. I think down in that part of the world, though, they change us a lot. We hop on different stations, and I believe we will resurface on an FM station again.
It's a 5,000-watt station.
Yeah, right.
Plenty of power. Maybe it's your radio. Maybe that's the reason you're not getting us on AM.
Got a bit of radio.
AM.
Do you live under a bridge?
No, we got the hand crank generator and everything for this bad boy.
This bad boy, yes, sir. Riddle talking man.
All right. I hear that blowtorch station is Del Marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, got between you and him, I'm ready to shoot both of you guys.
Get out of here, please. You know, I don't know why that station in Ocean City took us off and put a box of records on.
Yeah, why?
Don't know. But as Mike said, that is one market.
We've changed more down there than any other market.
We've been on like six different stations down there. So if we're on an AM station right now, AM 960, we're just parking there until they move us somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
Maybe it's time to go down and do another show down there.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Remember those shows we used to do down at Ocean City? I love those shows.
Well, that's one thing that lost us one of our affiliates.
Oh, really?
Do you remember when we were on...
Going there.
We were on... I think we've been on three different FM stations.
When we went down to the station?
Yeah, and we had people come to the station, and you and I were up on the roof of the station.
Right.
And that's when the guy came out and said, listen, enough. You got to stop this now. Mm-hmm. No show. Uh-huh. No nothing. And was it... Weren't they having a tornado warning or something?
Yeah,
that
there's
day?
Always something going. But there were great shows when we actually went right to the boardwalk and we did the show from the roof of a building at the boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never. It was like the top of a hotel.
It was the Atlantic Hotel.
Oh right. God, that was fun
on the boardwalk in OC, Maryland.
That was an endless summer. That was a wonderful time.
That's where I wore one of my rubber Batman suits and ran up and down the boardwalk.
That's right,
yelling at people.
Good time was that by all.
Well, we'll do a remote in Ocean City as soon as they put us back on FM.
Very good. Perfect. Looking forward to it.
How's about that for a big, gigantic lie?
That's a nice promise.
That's a lie big enough you could drive an Opel through.
Take it to the bank.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Welcome to Albuquerque.
Right on. Albuquerque. Now, you see, there's a town that is embracing us now. We're on an FM station. I'm sure we'll be on an AM station there before the week is out.
Very good.
No, hey, you guys, I used to listen to you back in the 90s, man. I've listened a long time.
Good, good. Well, we're glad to be on in Albuquerque.
And we're still we're still on FM in Albuquerque, right?
That's FM, yeah. And all
right.
All my white trash buddies love you guys.
Of right course. On. Thank you, my friend.
Happy to be on there.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for the call.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
How's it going?
Great.
Hey, Don, you're not stupid for buying that black Xbox.
No.
No.
Need more information than that, or is that will that take care of it?
Thanks for the call.
No, it has way more memory.
Yeah.
And
what type of guy buys the black Xbox?
There it is.
We got him on the line right here.
Hey, you're looking at him.
Yeah.
It's like
but you're smart enough to talk about it.
It's like I'm talking to my brother here.
Am I thinking of the right black one? Is it called the Malcolm Xbox?
Oh, God. Sit down. There he is. There he is, Del Marvelous Rob Spiewak.
If you laugh, you just encourage him.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
You get it?
Yes, I get it.
Hi there. Hey, hold on a second, honey. Every time Rob turns on his Malcolm Xbox, he hears this.
Wake up for America. Wake up today. Wake up for America. For it gets too late.
No one else's powers up like this.
Rob, I want you to know this is still the number one requested song.
Yeah. Highly disturbing.
And yet catchy.
White power!
PlayStation Spiewak.
I'll say hi to all the kids at Walt Whitman High checking in today, making that our most requested song of the day.
Yes, Rob loves it.
Hello. You still there? Hi, honey.
Hey, Joe. It's Lisa. I'd like to see if I can speak to Don and Mike.
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Lisa, hey. Lisa, Lisa.
Lisa, Lisa.
Lisa, Lisa.
Lisa, I'm just going to come right out. I'm going to say it. I'm going to come out and say it. You're not talking to Joe.
I'm not talking to Joe.
No, this got right through.
This is John.
Hey, John.
Hi, how are you, honey?
I'm well, and you?
Oh, I hate my job.
You hate your job?
I hate my job. Don and Mike are such dicks to work for. I swear to God.
Well, yeah, but you still have a lot of fun.
No, okay. No, they make it so I don't have fun.
Oh,
they really
that
do.
Sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
There is no fun quotient.
I was just
Can you hold on a moment? I'm on hold. It's at Suicide Hotline right now. Can you hold on, please?
Sure.
Lisa, Lisa, and the Cult Jam.
Yeah, how about that?
No,
that
really,
brings back memories.
I want to kill myself.
Don't kill yourself. It's really not, you know, you can find some.
All right, I will kill myself. What would you like to talk to those two big jerk-offs about?
Oh, no, I was just, there was a guy on there from Slower Lower Delaware and was talking about the change of shows, and I was just going to say, yeah, the quality of their voice. I just really enjoy them, and picking to AM station just sucks.
Don and Mike have very distinctive voices.
Wonderful
they?
Voices.
They are, and I just enjoy listening to them.
Do you find, you know, one of the things that the FM station said was that their voices weren't, that Don and Mike's voices weren't recognizable. And I think that's BS. Don't you think that's BS? I mean, don't you think our voices should be instantly recognizable?
Yeah, I do. I have.
You know, Don's got that constant. Voices. Don's got that constant rasp in his sound. Jesus Christ, it drives me nuts. And Mike with his big vibrato all the time.
His big baritone.
Okay. How can you not know those guys?
I find them very attractive, though.
You do?
I really do.
Well, what do you like about them? Tell us what you think about.
Years of listening to them.
I don't think they're particularly attractive.
Very pleasurable moments with Don and Mike.
Oh, really? I mean,
for many years.
So if you were talking to them, you'd mention the fact that you maybe have enjoyed your own company while you're listening to their show?
Yeah.
Are you saying that you've played a game of one-on-one with yourself while you listen to them?
Yeah, I could say that may have happened, yeah.
That would turn them on.
That was in 89 when I was in Marymount University. So they were on, WAVA.
Oh, dear.
I think,
really,
you know, you might be their biggest fan that's called yet today. It seems to me that you know just about everything about their show.
I don't know if I know everything about them because I can't always be faithful every day, but I try to.
But
that's the hard part is catching where they're going to be.
And they turned you on that much?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Huh.
Well, you know, one of them would probably hit on you.
I bet they would. Two of them together might be great.
Really?
Would you ever think about meeting Don and Mike at a hotel somewhere and having sex with them?
If I could get my husband to consent to that, that would be nice.
But why would he possibly consent to that?
He probably wouldn't. That's just my fantasy. How about that?
Do you think your husband would allow Don and Mike to simply videotape you in the nude?
Oh my God! No, I don't know. I'd have to talk to my.
Do you think
I really never asked him. I've just finally got the balls to call Don and Mike after all these years.
Do you think your husband would allow you to email nude pictures of yourself to Don and Mike?
I have no idea, but I don't know if I'm what Don and Mike would want to look at. So that's hard to say.
You know what? That's a good thing.
They seem like they have very picky taste.
They do. Why don't you tell us who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, I'm a redhead, so. What's the girl that played on Taxi?
Mary Lou Henner.
Yeah.
Really? Are you bigger than she is or smaller than she is?
I probably have a bigger chest size than she.
Really?
Wow. Maybe a little more hippier. She's probably
I know,
in better shape.
More than hippier?
I know,
yeah.
I know that Don especially would ask for a picture just of your breasts.
Mike might ask you about your teeth. How are your teeth?
My teeth are very nice.
Really?
They're white.
Do you have all of them?
There's a secret. Yes, I have all of them, believe it or not. From Delaware, I do. It's hard to believe. Oh.
And how's your log splitter? Your
it's very neat.
Your turd cutter.
Very neat.
How do you tend to your?
That's kind of. I'm like Don. I don't dabble in the turd cutter too much. But
do you have a shapely bottom?
Yes.
How is it down there? How is your garden?
My garden is very neat.
Very neat.
Shaven. Yes.
Oh, shaven.
Shaven.
It's very kind of neat with a little patch.
Oh, very nice. A little triangle.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
All right, so what do you want to ask them? I'll let you go on the air with them. What do you want to ask them? You seem like a nice lady.
I just want to tell them that I'm a longtime listener, and I was kind of just sympathizing with the fact that we miss them on an FM station down here. The Ocean City 96 Rock doesn't know their talent from their ass.
There's every chance in the world that if they do pick up the phone, that right away they'll just say something incredibly rude to you.
I'm sure.
You can handle that.
Okay, I'm expecting that. Probably.
Because you know them, right?
I know that.
All right, well, then let me put you on hold.
You can handle
it. Okay.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Lisa, and I'm from Fenwick Island, Delaware.
All right.
All right, hold on a second, please.
All right.
She's not even going to turn her radio off.
No. Good listener.
Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
We go to, it says on the screen, Lisa. This is Lisa from Delaware. Lisa, yes. How are you today?
I'm well. And yourself?
Shut up, you cow.
Oh.
We don't have time to talk to you anymore.
God, you and your big floppy.
This sounds like John. I just talked to Don. You sound just like John.
No, you're right. It's me, John. I didn't put you through yet.
Yeah, we're playing a game. It's John and Joe.
You just kind of warming me up a little bit?
Yeah, we didn't think you were worthy of being on the air yet.
Hey Joe, how's that high pressure business of yours going? The high pressure hose, the power cleaning, Joe.
Power washing.
Joe,
you know, I really don't think that I'm enjoying it as much as I do working on this show. But the business is growing. I've got several gas stations that are contracting with me to keep their gas stations clean. I'm very excited about that.
Nice.
May I offer a tip to the caller? When you get through to Don and Mike, you want to say, "Don and Mike, long time, first time."
Long time, first time.
Right.
And then they always like this, too. If you would just, here's the best way for them not to make fun of you. Say,
I'm expecting it, but.
First
I'm
time, long time, then say long what, time. Then say whatever you want to say, and then say, I'll hang up and listen to your response.
Okay, so okay. Have a question ready. Don and Mike, first time, long time, and whatever you want to say to them, and then say, I'll hang up and listen.
Okay,
because we're kind of on the clock today.
And then do it.
Okay.
And I'll put your call up next.
No more no more gags. You're getting right through. The next voices you hear will be Don and Mike's.
Okay. Thanks, right. John.
Thank you. You're very welcome. She called me John, right?
Yes. She did. Yes, she didn't thank Joe, though.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's Lisa from Delaware.
Hey, Lisa, what's happening?
It sounds like John again. But I'm just going to say, hey, I miss you guys, if this is really Don and Mike. We listen to you on an FM station down at 96 Rock, and they took you
over. Ma'am, hold on. This is John with Joe.
Hello.
The reason that we did this to
how
you.
How are you?
The reason that we did this to you again was when I picked up the phone and pretended to be Don and Joe pretended to be Mike.
She didn't say long time, first time.
That's right, Joe.
See, I made a mistake, so you're right. I screwed up.
That's why we normally go through it a couple of times with our pre-interviews.
Okay.
All right, you want to try it again?
If you want, if you think I can, I'm capable of it, yeah, I will try again. Long time, first time.
Got it.
And then you say what you want to say.
Then say I'll hang up and listen. Okay.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right. Now, this time it's really going to be them.
You got to put some music on in the background just to fake her out a little bit. Yeah. Every call screen.
Give me any CD, Robbie.
Just to, you know, sell it a little bit more. Here we go.
Why don't you tell her she's going to hear some music before she goes on the air?
Ma'am, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you'll be all right. You're really going on this time. You'll hear some music. Like all callers to the Don and Mike Show, hear music, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks.
And don't forget about the long time first time.
Long time first time.
Because this is the music that we
play,
use.
Yeah.
When our callers are waiting on hold.
Yeah, baby, that's it. That's the way it always goes.
Don and Mike Show, what's happening? Hello.
Hello. Who's on the line?
Don and Mike Show, what's up?
It's long time, first time, Lisa.
What's happening, baby?
What can we do for you, Lisa?
What's happening, baby?
Go ahead, talk to us, Lisa.
What's happening, honey?
Hey, Don, it's Lisa. I just wanted to tell you guys that I really miss your show on FM station. The quality of your voice is just not the same on this stupid AM.
Oh, thank you, baby. You going to hang up and listen?
I'm going to hang up and listen.
All righty, hey. Then.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, honey. Ma'am?
Ma'am. No, I think she's gone.
That's it.
Wow.
She's gone.
Another satisfied
she's gone.
She still didn't do it right, though.
No, she did not. She still butchered it.
She still didn't do
it. She butchered it. If we prepped our callers, it would be a total disaster.
First time, long time, all the things that get us mad.
Right.
First time caller, long time listener. What do you think about the Packers being 3-0? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
That's it. Perfect.
That's like a call that we hate.
Right.
But she's gone. She's gone and thought that she didn't get much time with us.
Yeah.
But she knows us, Mike. Long-time listener, knows our voices.
Back of her hand.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don, Mike.
Yes, we are. Hello.
Fantasy football gods.
Hi there. What's up?
Hey, is Quentin Portis ever going to break out of this little funk he's in? Redskins are brutal right now. I ended up with him and
Please. What is
this? He'll hang up.
That's a huge call of the day.
Yeah.
And where did that come out of nowhere?
I don't know.
Thanks. What was his name? What was the caller's name?
I wanted
to say, hey, whatever his name like, it was, Peter. It was a Peter. Outstanding. Outstanding call.
On CP.
Gee. What's the point of having a Portis if you're not going to run him?
The only thing that I think is funny about the fact that they're calling Clinton Portis CP is now I keep thinking about Mike the CP comic.
Right.
Hi, Mike.
Fumble again.
Hi, Clinton.
That's the third fumble in this quarter. Damn it. Damn it, Jim.
Give it to me.
I'll call.
Give it to me.
Almost like it'll be like you know what? This commercial still makes me laugh, and I apologize for being so stupid that I've seen it. Yet I laugh every time. The one where Tony Romo comes to the side, the guy calls the play,
right?
And he goes 46, and they go to the coach, and he says it's 46.
Yes, and then, yawning is contagious.
And then when it gets to Tony Romo, he is actually pretty funny in the huddle when he goes okay. The play is 46.
Yeah, he's doing his yawn. And Tony Romo, for a guy that hasn't won anything in the NFL, very commercial friendly, almost approaching Peyton Manning.
Have you seen the ESPN one where he's at the front desk?
Yeah. No.
Oh, that's a good one. He's just being the operator at the front desk. And when people come by for their messages, he lifts up that thing that quarterbacks have on their arms with a play. Like a guy walks by and he says, hey, Mike. and you hear the Velcro.
Yeah, the play room.
He says, you have a production meeting at 2 o'clock.
Tony Romo, darling of America right now.
Is he banging Carrie Underwood still, or is that just a rumor?
I think they're very much a couple. I think they are. God, she is sexy.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Before He Cheats. That's all I know is the name of her hit song.
I do believe, though, Carrie Underwood could definitely set up shop with Elizabeth Hasselbeck. I think they're cut out of the same mold.
Yeah. Boys, Elizabeth Hasselbeck got some great. Oh. Talk about, I mean.
You don't have mommy boobies. Mommy boobies. Mommy boobies. Mommy boobies.
Oh, yes. Never deliver that child.
Beautiful Hasselbeck.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hi.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Leave Mahmoud Ahmadinejad alone.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
No. Leave alone. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey, Mike, your voice is sounding like Larry King's all the time. You're not even going to have to do an impression anymore.
What do you mean?
Every time your speaking voice is starting to sound like Larry King.
Well, you know, I quit smoking yesterday, to coincide with the last cigarette I had was at 8 o'clock in the morning. I put it out, one quarter of it smoked, and that is to avoid sounding like Larry. Why don't we have the Larry taste test here? All right. What is that latest loud tape that we have of Larry?
I'm still laughing about you quitting smoking.
I know.
Here
I know.
We go. Here it is.
What the bleep happened here?
What the bleep happened here?
No, you have nothing like Larry King, Mike.
No. Yeah, I did see there. Game, set, and match. That's to right. Me.
Try this one.
Why do you favor rape?
Why do you favor rape? I'm really trying to sound like me now.
I know, that's why it's great, because I just got you saying something.
But I could easily...
That you're really not going to want to have... having isolated life.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Hey, get that big thing in my mouth. I'll give you all the ones you want, all the isolation, you know.
All right, go ahead.
No, I don't want to do
Let's
that.
Let's roll tape, please.
You want... All right.
This is the good one. This is Mike O'Mara, behind-the-scenes sex tape. Cut. Wild cut. Take one.
Rub it till it feels better.
That's good, Mike. Give me more.
Rub it till it feels better.
You're a tiger.
Rub it till it feels better, baby.
Get gayer.
Shake it more than 3 times and you're playing with it.
Ask for it, Mike. Ask for it.
Give it to me all the way. Don't be a wimp. I want it all, and I want it all right now.
Say you want it in your coolie.
I want it in my coolie. You know what to do. Give me all you got. I was almost going to say something that we can't say.
Were you going to say something?
I was going to say, and don't mind the poo.
I thought you were going to use that word, hickory dickory dock.
Hickory dickory dock.
This chick was the block.
Oh!
So what, now goo is a bad word?
Probably, in that context. Rob, I heard Rob in the background going,
in that context.
Goo.
He's worn out by it, too.
Goo.
I don't sound like Larry King.
No.
What glorious goo.
Glorious goo. We got to hit a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.